It was dark as I began to write, but the sky soon began to lighten, and I noticed a sunrise shadow creeping across the floor. I watched and felt as the morning light slowly encased me in its comfort, feeling not only the warmth growing on my skin, but comfort building in my heart, finding hope in surrendering to the morning light. So where do you turn for comfort when lost in the dark? The theme of this meditation from John chapter 14 is living in comforting light and walking in divine comfort, acknowledging your darkness, but accepting the comforting glow of God overtaking it. So let's begin exploring that biblical truth in a time of quiet meditation. First, begin to close your eyes and become aware of your breathing. Just settle into where you are and surrender this time and this place to consider all God is doing to comfort you. Allow this point in time to be one of awareness of the Father, present with His loving Son, and bathed in the guiding light of the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 26. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, comfort me in times of trouble. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. You will keep in perfect peace the one whose mind is steadfast, committed, and focused on God. So, Lord God, comfort me in times of trouble. You will be in constant peace because you trust and take refuge in God with hope and confident expectation. So, Lord God, comfort me in times of trouble. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. And Lord God, comfort me there in times of trouble. For a moment longer now, rest in this divine comfort. Your body and soul postured to be alert to the comforting work of God in and through you. With your eyes still closed, sit motionless as you make note of God at work in you. But do you ever find yourself walking in metaphorical darkness? Do you ever turn to the world for relief, only to find it doesn't provide the nurturing comfort that you seek? Take note of your answer, but feel no judgment or condemnation. Turn your attention now towards the comfort of God, the consoling and soothing care that has always been reliable for all time. Center and accept this truth. Center as well on your breathing, bringing attention to your breath. Each comforting breath. Each breath bringing comforting assurance of God's continuing work. Center on each deep, full breath as a reminder of God's ongoing work in your life. Staying mindful of God's persistent work can be hard in the presence of doubt and distractions, but stay focused on the present for as long as you can. Let drifting thoughts drift away and come back to your breathing as you center on the comfort of the Father, the Spirit, and the Son. Whispering, Lord God, comfort me in times of trouble. Allowing those few simple words to become your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, the Apostle John shares the story of when Jesus comforted him and the other disciples. So now let this same ancient message comfort you as well, based on John chapter 14, verse 1 from the New International Reader's Version. Therefore, my beloved, recently, Jesus comforted me and the other disciples by telling us to not let our hearts be troubled, to believe in God, believe in Jesus also. So may that same message comfort you now as well. Where was your attention drawn as you listened? Well, listen once more for any effect this inspired scripture passage has on your emotions. Jesus comforted his disciples by telling them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe in me also." What image just then was painted in your mind? And what is a recent testimony of God comforting you in your own time of trouble? Well, grant the Holy Spirit to use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage in the Common English Bible. This is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. My Father's house has room to spare, and if that weren't the case, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When I go to prepare a place for you, I will return and take you to be with me, so that where I am, you will be too. You know the way to the place I'm going. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you think you need to learn from this passage? And what has been the outcome of you becoming aware of God's comforting presence? Let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to the passage again, but from the English Standard Version. Dear Heavenly Father, please keep my heart from being troubled. Give me the gift of faith so that I may believe in you and believe in your Son. I know that in your house there are many rooms and that you are preparing one just for me. And I long for the day your Son will come again and bring me to himself. And for that day, I give you all thanks and glory. In the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what is God calling you to do? How is he speaking to you? Are you aware of how he is working in and through you to bring you comfort? Where do you need it? Where do those around you need it? We'll take another minute for this scripture passage to become your prayer. Rest and enjoy God now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Return once more to this passage. It is the last evening Jesus will spend with his disciples. The truth is starting to become clear. The teacher they have been following for years is leaving them. Do you sense their panic? You see it on their faces and in their voices. Would Jesus have seen the same fear in your eyes? Well, listen once more to his words to them. Don't be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. For my Father's house has room to spare. For a moment, just soak in those words. For this next minute, feel your soul begin to lighten. Notice the shadow of the light of God creeping across the floor towards you. Watch and feel as the consoling divine light slowly encases you in comfort. Take this next minute to soak in the comforting presence of God. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's comfort. Everything He is doing to console you in His protecting arms. And be aware of someone too that you may meet along the way that is in need of care too, unaware of the comfort that God offers to us all. How might God use you to help another discover God's consolation? Ponder that as you receive this prayer of blessing to remember not to let your heart be troubled, to believe in God, believe in Jesus also. May that comfort you. And may you encounter the comfort of Christ, the care of the Holy Spirit, and God's mighty, comforting miracles of long ago that He offers to you now and always. Now, whether at the beginning or close of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, comfort me in times of trouble." Mindful of the mighty works of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.